The Fresh Florida Citrus Industry's Citrus Administrative Committee has made strides to increase its diversity in recent years. Citrus Administrative Committee Manager Duke Chadwell reports.
The USDA has been requesting federal marketing orders to increase their diversity amongst their grower and shipper members. The Citrus Administrative Committee has worked diligently in the last 5 or 6 years to increase our diversity. The USDA has worked with us, and one of the things that's helped a lot is that by increasing diversity through the USDA's eyes is having some organic growers or shippers and or small growers and shippers on our committee, in addition to minorities and people with disabilities. We've worked hard and have increased our percentage of diversity, and we've done it mainly by going to smaller growers and shippers and bringing them in because of their expertise in the business. Even though they may be small, they have a lot to offer. But again, we're asking that the Florida citrus industry, growers of fresh fruit, and of course shippers, to consider being on the Citrus Administrative Committee if you meet the small grower, organic grower, or the minority definitions as defined by the USDA. And we have 3 grower elections coming up, one on Wednesday, the 23rd of April in Polk County at the Stewart Center, one on Friday, April 10th at Jay Clark's Ranch in Zolfo Springs, and Friday, May 1st in the Indian River Citrus League. And anybody that wants any more information on the Citrus Administrative Committee can call me, Duke Chadwell, 863-670-0278.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.